ready and racing.
Welcome to the Dogcast for Greyhound Racing SA. Visit grsa.com.au.
Well, hello once again and welcome to the latest edition of the Dogcast brought to you by Greyhound Racing South Australia. I'm your host, Luke Marchioro, and I'll be taking you through a jam-packed edition of the Dogcast this weekend as we look ahead to the 2024 Daish Irrigation and Fodder Group 3 Murray Bridge Cup on Sunday night. We're going to have a really big show for you today. We've got Greyhound Racing SA's racing manager, Sean Matheson, and he's going to help us review all the recent action here at Angle Park and look at some fantastic performances from South Australian Greyhounds interstate. Before we get stuck into the preview of the big one, the 2024 Daish Irrigation and Fodder Murray Bridge Cup with Lachlan Stace, one of the voices of South Australian Greyhound Racing. He's going to join us to preview all the action at Murray Bridge, including the Cup, the Consolation, the special events, the straight track races, and more on what's going to be a jam-packed edition of the Dogcast this week.
The Week in Review.
The Week in Review is brought to you by the Fresh Pet Food Co., proud suppliers of fresh pet food for our Gap SA Greyhounds in the Gap Prison programs and the base right here in South Australia. Visit their website, thefreshpetfoodco.com.au, for more information. Well, it's been a really big week of racing right across South Australia with several performances both here and interstate by South Australian Greyhounds, and who better to break it down than Greyhound Racing SA's racing manager, Sean Matheson. And Matho, what a big week it's been both here and interstate for our Greyhounds.
Oh, Luke, absolutely. I mean, our dogs have been performing wonderfully well on the national stage, and we also saw our feature final last night go the way of Merinda City for Bosco Stamenkovic. So our dogs are performing really well, and really good to see.
Yeah, the Breeders' Prelude last night was a feature on the Angle Park card, and some really nice greyhounds and some really interesting form mixing in with that. And Merinda City, a bit of an upset in the final last night.
Yeah, what a wonderful finish though. Like three greyhounds drove to the line all at once. Merinda City showing another string to the bow by coming from behind. Obviously led and won the heat last week, but came off a few lengths off to nail both Peace Bell, who went to the inside and just failed to win, and Zinfoot Oevi, who showed really good speed, and she was able to lead the race. I suppose with Unholy Rain, who was the race favourite, Luke, not much luck, got checked on the first turn after beginning not as good as Unholy Rain can, and so we'd sort of forget that run. I think the greyhound was injured as well after the run.
Yeah, it did appear to have an injury. I think it was got a little minor niggle, so hopefully we'll see that dog back in action soon. But we thought that early speed battle was going to be so pivotal in the race, and it turns out it was a swooper in the end in Merinda City which came over the top. So it was a really interesting final, and it'll be interesting to track these greyhounds over the next couple of months leading towards the Howard Ashton series in May as well.
Yeah, most definitely. All heading that way. Nice up-and-coming greyhounds. A lot of these greyhounds that come out of this series will go on and win many more races as well.
Now, we've got some more features coming up at Angle Park. We've got the heats of the Easter Cup next Thursday night over the 595, and we probably saw the series favourite in Like Wildfire step out last night with another impressive performance at Angle Park.
Yeah, in support of these middle-distance greyhounds, we put on a short field last night so that they can have some continuity leading into next week's heat. And as you mentioned, we saw Like Wildfire, very impressive, 34-35 in getting the job done. Defeated Triumph, who ran a really bold race when leading for most of the race and just got nailed in the concluding stages. And Magical Mystique, who's been in really good form for Bosco Stamenkovic, rounding out the three, only the small field, but, you know, they should all progress to next week's heats.
Absolutely, and we'll probably get another bit more of a form guide for that series with the 530-metre race at Murray Bridge on Sunday as well, and we'll talk with Lachie Stace a bit about that a bit later on the card as well. Now, at Sandown last night, we had our launching pad representative, Peaky Boo, for Ben Rawlings, and drawn in box one in a difficult heat against what was the nominal series favourite in Kenya All Class, but Peaky Boo produced a brilliant performance, taking that race out in 29.50 last night at Sandown.
Yeah, I think from what we've seen with Peaky Boo, box one is not necessarily the preferred box for this greyhound, but in these sorts of races, you prefer to draw one than out wider. So Peaky Boo did a really good job making use of the inside draw, pushed up hard just prior to the winning post and around the bend to run into second place, and was able to chase down the leader very impressively and really raced away from from pretty much the rest of the field. I mean, Canyon All Class was still a pretty huge run, finding a lot of trouble, but ran fifth. But Peaky Boo went on one. Again, a terrific example of our greyhounds competing on the national stage. This dog has been running really impressively here in SA, goes to Victoria in a really strong series and performs really well in winning its heat and now progresses to the semi-finals.
Yeah, it's beaten its greatest rival here in SA, and that's been the Clock, the 30-29 it ran a few weeks ago here at Angle Park. And we've had some good South Australian success in that launching pad series, and Peaky Boo looks like he's going to be able to continue that trend for us as well.
Yeah, most definitely.
Also, Saturday night, we've got Zippy Neutron in the final of the Group 1 Galaxy over in WA over 7:15.
Yep.
It's in the care of Crystal Shinners at the moment, but I know Tim Aloisi was fairly confident about his chances, and it was a really impressive win in the heats last week and looked to be better for the run over there in WA.
Yeah, most definitely. We saw it in the prelude the week before. No luck from wide, slow beginning, found some trouble, but really showed last week in the heats the class of Zippy Neutron. Was able to race third early and then really class showed in the end and was able to outstay the stayers really and get the job done, win really impressively. And you've got to expect, Luke, in the final, which is race 7, is drawn box 5 in the final in the Group 1 on Saturday night, got to expect a little bit more improvement. And if he can begin slightly better again, he's going to be a hard dog to get past.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think he's drawn alongside Weston Booney, which is a dog with a bit of speed as well. So might give it a nice run into the race. And if it can be close enough, we certainly know he's going to power home and be really competitive in the finish in that race, and would be really nice for Tim, I think, to get a Group 1 success with that dog. He was so remarkably consistent here and interstate last year, Zippy Neutron, so it'd be nice to give him some feature success again for South Australia as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's probably getting towards the end of his racing career, which has been exceptional, particularly here in South Australia and also on the national stage. I think, Tim has always had a huge opinion of this dog, and hopefully he gets the recognition that he deserves by hopefully taking out the Group 1 on Saturday night.
Absolutely. Now, we've got Lachie Stakes coming up shortly to preview the Murray Bridge Cup, but it would be ignorant of me not to get your pick for the final on Sunday night, Sean. How do you see this race playing out? And just give the Dogcast listeners your selection for the Murray Bridge Cup on Sunday night.
Okay, well, so the Cup, and what a wonderful field we've got after the 6 heats were run. But I'm leaning towards number 4, Divine Nature, for Matt Lanigan, owned in the southeast by the Bartholomews. So this greyhound, with picket fence form, has raced at Murray Bridge on 2 occasions. Again, at third run at the track, I do think that this dog's going to get a nice run across. I think Will Vance and drawn on its inside, wants to go to the rail. Hooked on Love, drawn the 1, no real speed and probably wants it a bit out wider. I just see Divine Nature getting a nice run to the first turn. Hopefully he'll be in front, and if Divine Nature is in front, then hopefully get the job done. But it's going to be a wonderful race on Sunday and a wonderful supporting card as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to get stuck into that supporting card with Lachie Stakes shortly. Sean, thank you very much for your time for the Dogcast listeners, and we look forward to hearing from you on a Dogcast soon.
All right, Luke, no worries.
Experience the excitement of greyhound racing this St. Patrick's Day for the 2024 Deitch Irrigation and Fodder Murray Bridge Cup. The kids will love the free activities and face painting. You'll love the live music, food bands and bars, and of course, exciting racing. To book in the Doyles Function Centre, visit murraybridgegreyhounds.com.au for info. Sunday, 17th of March, gates open 4:30 and entry is a gold coin donation to the CFS. Follow the signs up Kennett Road to the Murray Bridge Greyhound Racing Club.
Don't chase your losses, walk away, gamble responsibly.
The Preview.
Welcome back to the Dogcast. Thanks very much to Sean for his help reviewing all the action from Angle Park last night. Now, we're joined by a special guest on the Dogcast today. We're joined by Lachlan Stace, one of the voices of South Australian greyhound racing. And Lachie's going to join us to get stuck into all the action at Murray Bridge for Cup Night on Sunday the 17th. Free, so gold coin donation, plenty of kids entertainment, live music, food trucks. If you're in the area, if you're keen on greyhound racing, get down to the track. We look forward to seeing everyone at Murray Bridge on Sunday night. Lachie, welcome to the Dogcast.
Hello, Luke. Yes, I'm really looking forward to Sunday night at the Bridge, a big bumper 12-event card. And obviously, we always see those straight track races as well, the first two events on the program just before the sun sets. And it's a great novelty to see the straight track racing and the circle track racing combined in one meeting for Cup Night. And we also get to see that crowd on camera as they go past the post in the first couple straight track races, which is good to see. So a big night coming up, Murray Bridge. Looking forward to it. I'll be on course calling all the action, and also looking forward to a big Group 3 main event.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic night, I think, at Murray Bridges. I think Doyle's is booked out completely already upstairs.
That's fantastic.
So it's a really good sign for the club as well. John Klusky and Robin Leckle have done a lot of work up there getting ready for the Cup. So looks like being a fantastic night. And those straight track races are really good novelty on the card, as you say. Like, gets people really close to the action and you get a different look at those type of races as well, and also showcases the Murray Bridge venue and what a fantastic venue it's been since it's opened recently as well.
Exactly right. You look at it and you see that combination of the two styles of racing coming together. Like, usually a lot of people who go to Murray Bridge Racing on Sunday nights during a prime time slot don't usually get to see the straight track in action. So to show off straight track racing and what a great style of racing it is very good for the industry overall and also good for the club up there at Murray Bridge.
Yeah, so before we get stuck into the Murray Bridge Cup and the heats, and we'll touch on all those, so let's just have a quick look at those two straight track races on. So the races 1 and 2 on the card on Sunday night. So the first one's over the 350-metre journey, and I'll quickly run through the field. So Pink Confetti, box 1, Nicole Price. Aston Radar, Tracy Price, box 2. Nikita for Michael Stewart in box 3. Drive the Jack for Lester Harris in box 4. Oakvale Outlaw for Nicole Price in box 5. All About Larry, Cameron Forshaw in 6. Terrific Janine, Maddie Schultz in box 7. And Razzle Darrell for Paul Riemann in box 8. That's the first of the straight track races. I think Oakvale Outlaw is going to be very hard to beat in that race. It was very impressive in the heat on Tuesday.
Yeah, he definitely has the strength on his side over the 350. Very impressive. I think the two Nicole Price runners really do have the ascendancy in this race as far as the two top picks are concerned, with Pink Confetti drawn the inside for Nicole Price as well. Was another impressive winger on Tuesday up the straight. So, but there are greyhounds that in that event that do run well at Murray Bridge. Driver Jack is always around the mark. And of course, Tracy Price of Aston Radar and All About Larry for Cameron Forshaw are sort of greyhounds that can be around the mark. But in saying that, it does look between the two Nicole Price greyhounds with Pink Confetti and Oakvale Outlaw. You imagine them having ascendancy in the market as far as that opening event is concerned.
I think that'll be the case as well. Race 2 on the card is over the 300, and this looks to be a fantastic battle. So box 1's Not For Profit for Ray Fewings, My Reason for Craig Yench in box 2, Go Go Snow for Michael Stewart in box 3, Emily Sharon for Maddie Schultz in 4, Cash on Delivery for Cameron Forshaw back on it with a good win on Tuesday in box 5, Compton Ted for Stuart Sharon in box 6, Just Buff for Beck Wiener in box 7, and Magic Ebbs for Adrian Chevalier in box 8. Looks to be a race in 2 between Not For Profit and Cash on Delivery, but Go Go Snow and My Reason aren't without a chance in this as well.
Yeah, exactly. If this race was at Gawler, then Go Go Snow would be a massive chance. He's definitely a Gawler track specialist, but he does run some good races up the straight track as well. Not For Profit, been really impressed with him for Ray Fewings, has been doing a lot of his racing over the short course, and he's had a few setbacks in his career, but he races well up the straight. Box 1, he should be able to utilise that properly, and he'll be, I think, pretty hard to beat. Cash on Delivery a little bit fresh at the moment. Box 5 in a tricky position. There's speed either side of him, I reckon, as well. Emily Sharon begins well, and so does Go Go Snow. So it's going to be intriguing, but I think Not For Profit on the inside will be hard to beat in that second event over the 300 metres. But an interesting contest, as you mentioned, and it's great to see these high-quality races as the support card on Cup Night.
Yeah, and it does lead into the Murray Bridge Straight Track Cup in May, and then obviously the Nationals in August, which will be held at Murray Bridge as well. So a really good chance for these greyhounds to get some more looks at Murray Bridge, potentially down the straight, where they'll get to represent SA on a national stage in August as well.
100% right. And it's an exciting time of year for straight track racing. We do see those feature races start to pick up, and obviously a lot of these greyhounds are in these two opening events will feature heavily in those big races coming up during the colder winter months.
So now, after the two races down the straight, we go to 10 around the one turn. And so just there's going to be some special features on the night. So there's a special event over the 395, which is race 4 on the card. So that's that includes the likes of Cashed Up Johnny for Tracy Price, Victory Club for Rob Harness, Son of Maple for Rob Harness, Riula Melvie for Don Foster, Fantastic Maggie for Maddie Schultz, Silk Sonic for Tim Richards, Rolling Wright for Don Turner, and Born Nico for Dave Peckham. A bit of an open race, this one, I think, and a really good showcase for the 395 and some of the short course stars up at Murray Bridge.
Anyone's race, this one. Victory Club was impressive on Tuesday night. I was going to say Monday night or Sunday night for a second, but obviously that meeting got moved around a little bit. But Tuesday night up at the bridge, Victory Club was a last start winner for Rob Harness, and box 2 will suit him. He does have a bit of early toe. Rolling Wright's going to be the interesting one in 7 for Don Turner. He'll like it out wide. He lacks a little bit of early speed, but his second half acceleration is always really good. He has won races over the 500 metre journey before at Gawler and Angle Park. So obviously box seven over the short course, if he can have room to move and storm home late, then it's going to be a very intriguing contest. But looking at that race and looking at recent form, I think it's going to be between the two and the seven. But as you mentioned, it is really open.
Yeah, absolutely. I had Rolling Right on top in that race. I actually just think its best is very good, and I think you can find that on Sunday night. We'll leave the consolation until we talk about the Cup. But so race seven on the card is a special event over the 530-metre trip. And again, a good mix of form lines as well here as well. So race one, number one will be Fantastic Helga for Liz Cheggia. Number two, Machismo for Richard Pearce. Number three, Aquila for Wally Harkins. Number four, Miss Artemis for Cameron Forshaw. Eloise for Tim Richards in box five. Claretown Slim for Don Foster in box six. Finis Redeem for Lauren Harris in box seven. And Dasher Blue for Richard Pearce in box eight. Another really open race, this one. And some dogs in good form here, and some dogs going up in distance, coming back in distance. And a really interesting race as well.
Anyone's race, this one. Dasher Blue caught my eye on Tuesday night. The way he ran home was very good. Stepping up back to the 5.30, which is more his cup of tea. Box eight out wide. He may need a little bit of luck out there, but at the same time, he does like to do a lot of his racing storming home late. So I think he's going to be a main player in this sort of event. But greyhounds like Miss Artemis, they're always putting on a showing. And the same could be said about Claretown Slim. He'll need a bit of luck because he's really a second half sort of sprint home dog. But yeah, it's an intriguing race, that one. I think it's probably one of the more even races on the card as far as the 12 event card is concerned.
Yeah, I think the two interesting runners in this race are Fantastic Helga for Liz Cheggia over 5.30 as well. I think those dogs, those fantastic dogs, all like a bit more distance.
Yes.
So Stock probably hasn't had as much consistency over that distance as some of the others. So I think stepping up, that dog will be firmly in the mix. And I also want to mention Aquila for Wally Harkins as well. So Wally's had some good winners recently as well. So Aquila's been one of those. It'll hit the line pretty well. And over 5.30 at Murray Bridge, I think that dog might be in the finish as well. So.
Yeah, very intriguing race there. And all those races over the 5.30 at Murray Bridge are always a good contest. And as you mentioned, I do agree with that statement there. Those fantastic greyhounds for Liz Cheggia, they do like that little bit of extra distance. And I think we'll see that again on Sunday night with Fantastic Helga. But, of course, the main event, Daisha Irrigation and Fodder, Group 3 Murray Bridge Cup.
Yep.
It's going to be a very intriguing contest, isn't it?
Absolutely. Really looking forward to this. We had six heats on Tuesday night and a really good deep field, I think, as well there. So obviously the first heat was taken out by Will Vanson for Chloe Vandermart, owned by James Vandermart, the Hillsville race call, and that was taken out in 25.83. Was probably drawn on the wrong side of the track, that dog. Really wanted to get down to the rail, but did enough and was able to get the job done in that race.
Got a little bit of luck on the home turn, then got away from him by about four or five. Ran one of the slower times on the night, 25.83. Be interesting to see how he begins, obviously drawing towards the inside on Sunday night at the bridge on Cup night. So, but I was quite impressed with his run, and obviously that being his first look in race conditions as well, he will be better off for that performance. So I was impressed. He got away by a decent margin as well in the end. He won by nearly four lengths. So Will Vanson, I think, drawing a little bit closer to the rail on Sunday night at the bridge on Cup night, that will definitely work in his favour.
Yeah, step up in class, I think, as well, this final will be. So Tad only had the six career starts for four wins. So it's got plenty of ability, but I think it'll be an interesting runner in the final. The second heat was taken out by Chapel Road for Kia Hurley, and this dog coming back off a four-month layoff was well found in the betting. I think it was about $6.50 into about $1.80 at the jump, and has obviously had some trial form up there that we didn't get exposed to, but was a really impressive performance and was one of the eye-catching ones on Cup night.
Yeah, well, that market move, $6 into odds on, was a big indication there. $25.57 a run, began well, mustered over. This has been a really good find by Kia Hurley, and she does have a very good record with greyhounds up at Murray Bridge over the 4.55, and Chapel Road looks like he's going to be one of them as well. He's going to be very prominent in the Cup final, drawn box number two, and he does look like a massive chance to me. 25.57 that time, ran 8.03 to that first split. It's going to be very intriguing to see how he goes on Sunday night, but it was an impressive win, begging home mile, mate, and O Louise. And I think a similar draw, box two. It'll be intriguing to see if he can find a league early in that cup final.
Now, we're going to have some interesting data around on the GRSA website over the weekend from the Isolinks as well. So Chapel Road had a 3:53 first 50-metre split, which was comfortably the fastest out of any of the dogs in the heats and fastest of any of the dogs that are in the final. So with the inside draw, I think it's going to be really tricky, but it was a very eye-catching run, that race. The third heat was taken out by Matthew Lanigan's Divine Nature, so a really good run for that dog. It's owned by the Bartholomews from Mount Gambier as well, and it's an SA bred greyhound, so plenty of local connection there. And fantastic spike, ran on into second and was the fastest second in that race as well. So how did you see that heat play out?
The thing I like about Divine Nature is it did have the look at Murray Bridge, a start before the heats as well, winning from box three over the 4:55, running 25:61, and then winning his heat from box eight, running 25:60. So knows the track, and that's a bit of an advantage for Divine Nature heading into this. And of course, a lot of runners in the final do know Murray Bridge, but at the same time, as far as interstate greyhounds in the final are concerned, he does have that advantage there, Divine Nature, for Matthew Lanigan. So 25:60, impressive his performance, eventually worked his way to the top and beat home Fantastic Spike, who, as you mentioned, ran that second fastest, the quickest second of the night in the heats, 25:68. So I think Divine Nature is going to be right in this, drawn box four. And you look at that inside draw in a cup final. You got Hooked on Love in box one, Chapel Road in two, Will Vancing in three, and Divine Nature in four. And then you got Atanga Rico in five. So it's going to be very intriguing there, that run into the first turn. But Divine Nature, it'll be interesting to see how he goes. His first split wasn't as hot compared to the likes of Chapel Road and Wild Banker, but at the same time, he does have some good second half acceleration.
Yeah, hit the line really well, and I think Fantastic Spike looked like it was taking a lot of ground, but it seemed to hold that advantage in the straight. So, a really good performance by Divine Nature. Atana Rico back off a bit of a break and back to its best for Cameron Forshaw, taking out the fourth heat from box two, and did enough, I think. I think it showed plenty of speed early and probably got a little bit tired late, and off a four-week or so layoff, I think it'll be better for the run, but...
Yeah, this really caught my eye because it was the Greyhound's first look at Murray Bridge, running 25:51 after a pretty big six-week spell. It's pretty impressive to come back and win like that from box number two. Mustered up, found the ascendancy early and really got on with things running that quick time. So I think Atanga Rico, if he can repeat some of that Angle Park form and really bring his best run on Sunday night, he's going to be one of the main players in the cup. But obviously the concern, the draw, box five, plenty of speed around him. Whether he gets squeezed up early, anything can happen in these big finals.
Yeah, it's a dog that likes to get to the rail and the speed on its inside, it might find it a little bit tricky. Hooked on Love was an eye-catching run for second, made up a lot of ground late and ran on well for Tracy Price. Gave Tracy two runners in the final as well. So Heat 5 was taken out by Federal Flash for Dave Peckham. It's continued its picket fence form at Murray Bridge. I think it was five straight wins now for that dog, and beat Black Viper for Matthew Clark as well, who that dog's actually owned by Dave Peckham. So it was a win-win situation for Dave, but he's got Federal Flash into the final on Sunday night.
Yeah, I think it must be mentioned as well. It's great to see a strong southeastern presence in this final, with Tracy Price having two runners and Dave Peckham having a one as well. Obviously, Dave and Tracy are always big believers in using the circuit at Murray Bridge, straight track racing and one turn track racing as well. So they've always had some nice greyhounds go around at Murray Bridge, and it's great to see them achieve this by both may having runners in the main event, the final on Sunday night. So Federal Flash, you look at its form, it's fantastic. As you mentioned, picket fence form. Box number six, stay out of trouble, began well on Tuesday night during the heat, and of course in the final on Sunday night has to do it a bit tougher from box eight. But as we saw, the wide box didn't really faze him too much on Tuesday night, staying out of trouble and winning well, 25:66. So he's going to be a threat because he's just a greyhound who's winning at the moment, and it's really hard to ignore that sort of winning form.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned the Southeast connection, obviously with the Mount Gambier Cup coming up. There is those bonuses as well for trainers and owners that claim both of those races as well, yeah. $5,000 bonuses as well. So very good opportunity for some of these greyhounds, well, for Tracy and Dave, among others, to claim those bonuses by taking out the Murray Bridge Cup on Sunday night. The final heat was taken out by Wild Banker for Tracy Price, another strong southeast connection, Mount Gambier, and was a really eye-catching run, showed plenty of speed early and held off the fast-finishing Dasher Blue, who ran on into second in that sixth heat as well.
100% agree. Wild Banker, I think, was one of the more eye-catching runs for me, that early speed. Ran 8.03 in that second split and ran an overall time of 25.56, was the second fastest first split, the first 50 metres of the night, behind one of the early winners, Chapel Road. So that early toe is going to really help him on Sunday night in the cup. Drawn box number six, has speed around him, but the way he carved over, found a rail from that wide draw on Tuesday night was really eye-catching for me. So I think Wild Banker is definitely going to be a prominent feature in this final, and it'll be intriguing to see how he utilises box six and whether he can jump like he did on Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting race, I think. So we'll touch on the consolation quickly first, now that we've spoken through the heat. So I'll run through the field. So it's the John O'Neill Memorial Murray Bridge Cup consolation. Now, John O'Neill, for those who don't know, is one of the family involved with Dacia Irrigation and Fodder. So Brendan was part of the box draw on Tuesday night, and he'll be on track on so I think it's about 12 months since John passed. So that's the John O'Neill Memorial Murray Bridge Cup consolation. So Bronze Titan, Jane McNichol in box one, Kuron Cam for Tim Richards in box two, My All Mate for Tracy Price in box three, Supreme Sword for Tony Heinrichsen in box four, Immense for Maddie Schultz in box five, Long Haul for Kia Hurley in box six, You Know Whiskey for Wally Harkins in box seven, and On the Northerns for Tony Heinrichsen in box eight. How did you see this one playing out, Lockie? Interesting race, I think, on paper.
I think Kuron Cam will be the early leader. I see that happening. Long Haul, box six, drawn wider compared to last week. Drew box one in his heat in the Murray Bridge Cup last week, but was in a tough heat. And I think his Murray Bridge experience is very good, but so is Kuron Cam's. So looking at this for me, you're looking really at Kuron Cam leading. I think Long Haul showing off some second half acceleration, but you can't forget the likes of My Old Mate and Supreme Sorg as well. Both greyhounds are running well. I think My Old Mate, his last couple of runs have been really good, and Tracy Price really has him developing nicely. So my numbers here, I went six, two, three, and four. I really think it's between the six and the two. Long Haul does have that strong Murray Bridge form on his side. But Kuron Cam, he does look the early leader to me, and I think that will put him right in the finish here.
Yeah, he was drawn in a race with a lot of speed on Tuesday night in the heat, Kuron Cam, and sort of found a little bit of trouble. So I think he leads from box two, but I also had Long Haul on top. I actually think this dog really likes wide draw. It likes a bit of room and
loves
Murray
Bridge as well.
And I think it'll get plenty of room out here at Murray Bridge. So I had Long Haul on top as well. I had it to beat Immense for Maddie Schultz. So this is a dog with a bit of early speed, and I actually think it'll help give Long Haul a nice card into the race as well. So I had Long Haul to beat Immense for Maddie Schultz, which is a dog that's been racing in good form. Higher company up at Gawler and Angle Park recently, so I think that dog will be in the mix. Kuron Cam for third, and then I had Supreme Sword for Tony Heinrichsen in box four as well. So Tony had some good runners in the cups. A couple of eye-catching runs for second and third, so it'd be nice to see Tony go well in the consolation as well on Sunday night.
Yeah, fully agree. His team's going well at the moment. Scored a couple of winners at Gawler on Wednesday as well, so it's good to see his team up and about.
All right, let's get stuck into the big one, Lockie. So the 2024 Daish Irrigation and Fodder Group 3 Murray Bridge Cup. We'll run through the box draw here. So Hooked on Love for Tracy Price in box one, Chapel Road for Kia Hurley box two, Will Vance and Chloe Vandermark box three, Divine Nature for Matthew Lanigan in box four, box five is at Hana Rico for Cameron Forshaw, box six Wild Banker for Tracy Price, box seven Fantastic Spike for Liz Chegier, and box eight Federal Flash for Dave Peckham. How do you see it playing out, Lockie? What's your gut feel on this one?
This is a really hard final, and I think the market, when it does eventually come out, will indicate how tight this race really is. But I've gone number two, Chapel Road, on top for Kia Hurley. Was backed in so heavily last Tuesday in the heats. Has the early speed, should be able to find the top early in that first 50 or 60 metres, and is going to be hard to run down. So I think Hooked on Love lacks a bit of speed on the inside, and we didn't see a lot of speed from Hooked on Love in the heats. So I think Chapel Road, if he can cross, he's going to be hard to run down. My second pick before Divine Nature, as I mentioned, last two starts of being here at Murray Bridge for two wins. My third pick for five at Hanga Rico for Cameron Forshaw. Again, second look at Murray Bridge for this particular greyhound in race conditions. And I was really impressed with that run on Tuesday night after a couple weeks off. And my fourth pick for six, Wild Banker, obtains early toe and should be able to carve down and be a threat from that wide draw of box number six, like we saw in the heat on Tuesday night when he won from box number eight. So I've gone 2, 4, 5, 6 with my numbers. It's a very even race, multiple winning chances, and that's leaving out the likes of Federal Flash, who's racing extremely well, and Will Vancing as well. He looks like a promising up-and-coming greyhound for the Vandermeer team. But my numbers in the Group 3 Day's Irrigation and Fodder Murray Bridge Cup, I go 2, 4, 5 and 6.
I saw it pretty similar to you, Lockie. I had Chapel Road on top as well. I just think it's going to be able to find the front from the inside. And I think Will Vanson will make or break the race for Divine Nature. So if this dog gets out and wants to crash to the rail, it might give Chapel Road a bit of grief and it might give Divine Nature a nice card into the race potentially. But if Chapel Road gets out like it did and Will Vanson misses the kick a little bit like it did in its heat, I think it went 369 the first split in its heat, which was, you know, slower than Chapel Road and slower than Divine Nature. So it's if it gets away fairly and gives Chapel Road a bit of trouble, it might give Divine Nature a nice run. But I've got Chapel Road on top to beat Divine Nature. I had Fantastic Spike for Liz Cheggia in the mix as well. I think these dogs like the wide draw. Speaking to Steve Rogers, the handler, he said they all like the wide draw. So there's only one, I think, one of the terrific Bobby, I think, is the only one that likes an inside draw out of these fantastic dogs. So well suited out wide. It's going to have plenty of room to move. And we know that it's going to hit the line really well. And at Hana Rico, so I had Hana Rico in for third and Fantastic Spike in for fourth. So at Hana Rico, it's pretty hard to question that dog as well. And it's going to want the rail. And I think that's going to be the interesting thing is there's those four dogs on the inside, Chapel Road, Will Vanson, Divine Nature at Hana Rico want to find the rail. And whoever does find the rail or settle in a nice spot is going to be, you know, in prime position in that race. But that's why I had a Fantastic Spike in the mix. A little bit wider, it's going to have plenty of room to move and might be able to avoid the trouble and hit the line really well as well.
Yeah, either way, it's going to be a great betting race with plenty of winning chances and a great final on offer. So really looking forward to that. Luke, as far as specials are concerned, looking at the entire program, who do you like as a best bet?
I think it's a really interesting program. It's a really even program for a lot of the card. I put Dash of Blue as a bit of a special in the 530-metre race. I just think it's got so much exposed form over the 595, and I know the wide draw, but I just think this greyhound's probably a class above these, I think, as well. I think it'll be able to hit the line really well and will be an interesting dog going into the Easter Cup at Angle Park next Thursday night as well, I reckon. So this will be a nice little tune-up for it. So I had Dash of Blue on top in the 530-metre race, and then I also had Long Haul as one of my specials as well in the consolation. So I think the wide draw again will really help that and give it plenty of room. So they're my two specials, race 6, number 6, Long Haul, and race 7, number 8, Dash of Blue. Lockie, what about yourself?
Yeah, I did like my selections in the cup with those Kia Hurley greyhounds, but looking a little bit later on in the program, my specials for the last couple of events, I went race 11, number 4, Mango Cans for Ben Rawlings, has been really showing some nice signs in the early stages of its career. 22.69, a PB run, and that PB stands out really well against his field in the second to last event over the short course. From box 4, I think if he can show some nice toe, he'll be pretty hard to beat. Race 11, number 4, Mango Cans. Again, Woodside Star, race 12, number 4 for Graham Smith, another greyhound who's been racing pretty well as a PB here at Murray Bridge over the short course of 22.68 and has won 3 of its last 4 starts. So my two specials for the later end of the program, race 11, number 4, and race 12, number 4. It's quite a late start on Sunday night, Luke, with the first event at 6:02 local time, yes, and the last wrapping up a little bit later on at 9:47 local time. Yep. But obviously, as you mentioned, gold coin donation to get on
gold
course.
Gold coin donation for the Murray Bridge CFS. So gates open at 4:30. It'll be live music from 5 o'clock. So
fantastic.
Kids in entertainment will be ready to go, face painters, all that. So there'll be plenty to do on course. So don't be afraid to get down there nice and early to Murray Bridge on Sunday night and get into all the festivities. If family fun in the sun in January was anything to go by, I think we'll see a big crowd there on Sunday night. So
fully agree. And it's one of those things, it's always a great race being Murray Bridge Cup. It's been going now for about seven. Is this the sixth edition or are we up to? Maybe.
I think
I put you on the spot.
So, yeah, 6 years, I think. So 2019, I think, the track opened. So, yeah, sixth year of it. So, it's a fantastic venue. And if you haven't been, we encourage you to get down there on Sunday night. And, enjoy the festivities. Enjoy the cup. Lockie, thanks for joining us on the Dogcast. And we'll see you all at the track on Sunday night.